Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today on CityCast Houston, we have some incredible institutions here in H-Town within our food scene, but even the best of the best get hit with some wild reviews. So today, we're doing a game show edition of CityCast Houston, where we try to guess restaurants through the eyes of their one-star reviewers. Assuming the role of game show host is producer Carleon Jones, as me and Hey Houston newsletter editor Brooke Lewis go head-to-head. It's Thursday, April 25th. I'm Raheel Ramzanli, and here's what Houston's talking about.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Doing good. How are y'all?
I'm doing great. This is kind of weird. I'll be honest with you, sitting on the other side. This is fun, though.
Yeah, we're doing things a little differently today. I'm taking the mic and hosting, and I'm excited because we're going to have a little bit of fun here today. Are y'all ready to have some fun with this game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little scared, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, what does Carly have in store for us?
Don't worry. I have some wild stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of laughs going on, I'm pretty sure, throughout this episode. But I want to make sure to say we love all these restaurants that we're going to mention in the show today. We go to these places often. This is not our personal view at all. We just want to share some of the crazy things that people have to say on the internet because, you know, it gets wild in the internet world. So we're going to just have some fun with this today. Please do not take this as a serious thought from any of us, okay?
Yeah.
Let me explain how the game is going to go really quickly. So I have 6 one-star reviews. Brooke and Raheel will both get a guess on which place they think it is. They're all places that are like super popular around here, so shouldn't be like too hard. But, you know, if you can't guess it the first time and both of you miss it, then I'll let you both get a second chance. And if both of you still miss it, then it's just it just got it wrong. You just got it wrong. You know, no points. Okay.
Okay.
At the end, we'll tally up the points, see who wins. And if it's a tie or something like that, I have a tiebreaker just in case. Okay.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. And what's the winner getting?
We'll decide that at the end. Look, I didn't think that far ahead.
I feel like restaurant queen or king. Yeah.
A brand new car.
You get a car.
Oh my gosh. That's not in the budget, but you know, we'll figure something out, okay?
Yeah.
Like a lunch or something. All right. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. This one is easy. The rest of them are not as easy, but I'm going to start y'all off light. So here we go. Once upon a time, there was a baby. The baby was named Larry T. And when the baby got older, he went and made the first blank. It blew Texas by storm. And that was about 70 years ago. Let me tell you what it's like now. When I first walked in, I smelled the stench of butt and burger grease. That's what greeted my nose. When I walked in, some guy was hitting the nay-nay in the back in uniform. Crazy. The food tasted like the establishment smelled. Not even at 4 a.m. plastered drunk would this food be appealing. I expect so much more from blank, considering that it's one of the most cherished fast food restaurants in Texas. Okay, go ahead and guess, guys.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so it's open 24 hours a day because somebody went in at 4 a.m.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're wearing a uniform and they're serving burgers.
Mm-hmm. I think I already know.
You take your first guess. Go, Brooke.
It's definitely Whataburger, but the nay-nay threw me off. I don't know. Something about that threw me off.
So I'm thinking Whataburger too, but that's too easy. It has to be you got to give me a location. Which Whataburger? I'm going Whataburger on 90 and 610, on Main and 610.
Oh, you got like super specific.
I feel like it could be the one, the Whataburger off of Shepherd.
Yeah.
That seems like it could be that one. Carly, got to let us know.
It was just Whataburger. I didn't go to specific locations. I didn't want to call people out like crazy. So,
okay.
Yeah, I didn't do any specific locations, but it is Whataburger. Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Easy. You're right. That was an easy one.
Yeah, that was good.
Had to start off light. So both of you get a point for that one.
Woohoo.
Let's move on to the second one. If I could give 0 stars, I would. horrible service. I arrived at the drive-thru at 10:25. They closed at 11 p.m. One of the young guys forgot to take my order as I waited in line until 11:19. Another gentleman proceeded to tell some older lady that she's out there and we don't have no more chicken. Very rude and very disrespectful. I proceeded to ask for corporate or the GM card, which then a cook insisted on them not having a corporate, but instead gives me a random phone number on the receipt.
I know what it is.
I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
What's your guess for who?
I'm going Frenchies.
Okay. Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. Okay, okay, wait. Closes at 11 and it's fast food. Oh my gosh. That's Houston. Could it be Frenchies? I mean, I feel like he's probably right.
As soon as you said they don't have a corporate, it just made me think of Frenchies because I don't know. Just Frenchies. I thought they were all independently owned.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tag team with Raheel. I'm going to say Frenchies as well.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Y'all both got that one right.
Ooh. Yeah.
Y'all are doing good right now. Okay.
Which, by the way, have y'all seen that Instagram meme? I don't know if it's real or not, but there's a picture of a Popeyes. And on the cashier's checkout area, there's a sign that says, "We're allowed to fight our customers at this Popeyes, so be careful."
What?
No.
There's no way it's real, but it was so funny. I think the exact wording was, "We're allowed to throw hands."
We're allowed to throw hands is crazy. That is insane.
I mean, not getting your Frenchie's chicken at 11:19, I would be sad too. Like, I might write like a low review too after waiting. That is kind of sad.
The part that got me was they wrote a random number on the receipt and said, "Here." Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you do that?
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
That is Frenchies.
Oh
though.
My gosh. I just want Frenchies now though.
Oh, so good.
Classic H-Town. The fact that a 1-star review made you want to go get some Frenchies is crazy.
You know, it's so true.
That's how you know it's a great place still.
It's so good, y'all.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's move on to the next one. All right. I was a diehard blank fan until the world's hardest corn trip took out a chunk of my tooth. I ordered beans and cheese nachos and expected the tortilla chips to be softened by the beans and cheese on top. Instead, I was cutting the nachos with a knife and a fork. The plate included 12 chips. The third one was the charm, a bad luck charm. When I bit the piece of chip I had cut, my tooth chipped. I had to wait 2 days to go to the dentist to rebuild my tooth.
Ooh, this is hard because there's so many.
What restaurant, yeah, is cutting people's teeth with their tortilla chips? I think I'm going to say Torchies. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to say Torchies. I think that's what okay. I'm going to go with.
This one's hard because there's so many Tex-Mex restaurants to pick from. And there's really nothing in that review that gives away that this is the place, yeah. Right? I'm going to go with Ninfa's.
Okay. Okay, both of you are wrong that time. So ooh. I'm going to give each of you one more chance to redeem yourself.
Taco Cabana.
Taco Cabana is crazy.
He's just throwing Taco Cabana under the bus. I think I'm going to say Velvet Taco, even though it's so good. So I don't know how they could have tortilla chips cutting people's teeth, but I'm going to go with Velvet Taco.
Okay, no, y'all both missed this one. It was Papacitos.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Papacitos. I was thinking about Papacitos, but I was like, no, not Papacitos. That's
not Papacitos.
Not Papacitos.
Yes.
They're so consistent. Man, a chipped tooth.
That is crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine explaining to your dentist what happened? Like, my tooth was chipped.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I don't even think I would have been eating the food if I had to sit there and cut the nachos. I would have just sent it back. I wouldn't even been sitting there doing that.
It's wild.
Yeah.
You're cutting nachos with a knife. Like, that is
man.
It's crazy.
That is insane.
Let's see if y'all can guess the next one. Y'all are both tied right now. It's 2-2. I have my sheet of paper over here. I'm tallying the points up, y'all. So no cheating.
Just like justice for Papacitos. I'm not over it, but continue.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Justice for Papacitos, because I love Papacitos, you know?
Brooke has been justice for Bucky's, justice for Papacitos.
It's just a bad day.
I know. It's like... These Texas like favorites are just, I don't understand this week. They're falling. But continue.
Okay, this one might be a little hard too. It's kind of a long review, so bear with me. All right.
Okay.
If you're looking for Chinese food, do not come here. The food is cheap, sure. But having been to China and many places that have legitimate Chinatowns and Asian communities, this is not Chinese food. Or is it even mediocre American Chinese fast food? What the other reviewers had, I don't know what it was, but if you're a foodie and used to good Chinese food, avoid this place at all costs. Now to find some Tums.
Oh my God.
I had the Kung Pao chicken, which had to be made with a stick of butter and a cup or two of soy sauce. The rice was very boring, obviously cooked with butter and just up to flavor. My husband had the general chicken and literally ate one piece and not a single more. I tried it and it was basically fried chicken tossed in a weird sauce, maybe a wing sauce, with none of the other Chinese ingredients. We ordered pan-fried dumplings. They were clearly frozen and overboiled, no flavor, and falling apart. If you have $8, go to McDonald's instead.
Oh, so it's a lower end, like a casual,
a low cost
Chinese food
restaurant.
But
think popular though. These are all very popular places in the
very
city.
Very popular.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Oh my gosh. I'm like, Panda Express is a chain, but.
Y'all want a hint? I'll give y'all a hint.
Yeah.
Okay. This is one of Megan Thee Stallion's favorite places when she comes to town.
Timmy Chan.
Oh, yeah. We're here wasting no time.
I was going to guess Timmy Chan's, but I didn't even know that qualifies as Chinese food, in my opinion. I thought it just qualifies as a wing and rice restaurant more than anything.
Well, this person that wrote this review agrees. Does not qualify to them.
Yeah, I wouldn't qualify them as a Chinese restaurant. That's my guess, Timmy Chan.
If it's Megan Thee Stallion's favorite restaurant, I already know. So that I would have to go with Raheel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all are right. It was Timmy Chan's. Okay. Y'all got this. Okay.
That is wild, though.
Yeah, who goes there to order the General Tso chicken at Timmy Chan's? It's always, you get six wings and the fried rice.
Exactly. Huh. Everybody knows that.
I didn't even know they have dumplings.
I know. Well, I don't know if you want to know real based on the review.
I don't want to try the dumplings anymore. I'll just stick to my normal order there.
Oh my gosh, because she said if you have $8, go to McDonald's instead. That is crazy.
When you said $8, Timmy Chan's was the first thing that came to mind.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Okay, this one, I don't know if y'all are going to guess this one or not. Okay. Y'all need a little curveball at this point because y'all are doing too good. Okay? This one is just simple. If you want diarrhea, go for it. Food is expensive. They probably don't know how to store the shrimp or the shrimp is old. Bad food, do not go here. So, seafood restaurant.
Seafood.
Ooh.
Man.
It's a chain. A Houston chain.
Papados.
Yeah. But that's really sad.
It's too easy.
If it's Papados. Let me think some more.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, maybe. I think I know.
You go first, Brooke.
But this is a huge, because Red Lobster is like, is that national?
That's national.
That's national.
Okay. No, you go over heel.
Okay, you can't steal my answer then.
No, I'm not. I think I'm going to get it wrong. It's okay. I can lose one round.
My official guess is Landry's Seafood.
Okay, do you want to guess again? Incorrect.
Oh my gosh. I mean, apparently I'm just blanking on seafood restaurants right now. Like I thought
it's not an expensive restaurant. Let me say that. It says that the food is expensive, but like in real reality, it's not like a sit down fancy seafood restaurant. So maybe that'll help.
Yeah, this is a hard one. Because I'm only thinking of fancy seafood.
I'm stumped here. Yeah, I don't know many local Houston legend
restaurants fast casual
serve like quick seafood.
Okay. I'm going to give y'all a hint. So Antia Shell was on the show a few weeks ago and she mentioned this place and I said that I... Ooh. Okay. I got it.
Lotus Seafood.
Yep.
Okay. I would not have guessed it. Yeah. No, Raheel's winning.
I would not have guessed that one either because I've never heard anything bad about them. That's so wild that... Hey, look, everyone's going to have a bad experience, right? Every once in a while, it happens. But yeah, I would not have guessed Lotus Seafood at all. But I get that point still, Brooke.
No.
He did. He's beating you right now, Brooke. It's 4-3 right now.
Okay, it's so okay. This I is can our come sixth back. One. I can yes. easily come back.
You have a chance. You do have a chance. Okay, you ready? Okay, for this one, there was a picture included.
Ooh.
All right. Now, if someone's auntie walked into the cookout with this macaroni, you put the whole pan in the trash. Why was I served dry macaroni noodles as macaroni and cheese? And why did my husband get crawfish macaroni and cheese with two crawfish tails? Questions. I'm going to sleep tonight along with a dissatisfied stomach because no one answered the phone to get some clarity after my husband came home with this order.
Wow.
I feel like this one should be a little easy because of like the crawfish macaroni.
Yeah.
Not many places serve that.
Mm.
Come on, Brooke. We're going to let you go first so you can try to redeem yourself.
I don't feel like I'm going to get it right because I don't know about crawfish macaroni. But what I am thinking of is this is it, even though their macaroni and cheese is so good. So if someone had a bad experience, I'm like, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for you.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. Crawfish mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Dry. There's so many crawfish places that serve that now. Ooh, this is tough. I'm just going to go with the restaurant I know. Mike's Seafood is the only one I know that might serve it. I don't even think he does.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Ooh.
No, this is a super popular place.
Super popular.
What?
Me and Brooke actually were just talking about it not that long ago. And super popular. Lots of troubles.
Oh, Turkey Leg Hut or the Oyster Place?
No, that's too early to get bad reviews because they only serve oysters. So it can't be the Oyster Leg Hut or Turkey Leg Hut Oyster Edition, whatever it's called.
You were just talking about the drama, though. I'm like, if it's that, then I'm going to say Turkey Leg Hut. But I didn't know they serve crawfish mac and cheese. I'm going to say Turkey Leg Hut. I feel confident.
Okay. Raheel, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an answer on this one. I'm not sure.
No,
I don't want to throw a restaurant under the bus. I don't know. I'm stumped on this one.
Okay, it was Turkey Leg Hut.
Woo!
It was Turkey Leg Hut. Yeah, I'm surprised. They have their crawfish macaroni and cheese is actually one of their most popular like dishes. So I thought y'all were going to get that one easily.
Well, remember, okay. I've never been. We got to take a CityCast trip to Turkey Leg Hut.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah, never been.
Yeah, because that is one of their stuffings, right? They stuff the turkey with the crawfish mac and cheese.
But I'm like, guys, do we still want it? Do we still want it after this review?
I know, right?
I've had it before. It wasn't bad like the review. So I don't know what she was talking about, but my experience was different. So
we can eat our crawfish mac and cheese and watch the drama unfold.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, there's new drama, by the way. Lynn Price was involved in a fight. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Oh,
There's so much.
Man, what is happening?
It really needs its own reality TV show at this point. Like,
yeah, I guess any publicity is good publicity. I don't know, because they're in the news every single week, or at least Lynn is.
They need to bring like some Bravo TV cameras down here and go ahead and set up at this point. That's just what needs to happen. Okay, both of y'all have 4 points. Ooh. So we're going to do a tiebreaker here, okay? Hopefully y'all can figure this out. Maybe both of y'all will be the winners. Okay, ready?
For the tiebreaker, she'd be first one to guess it, right? Fastest.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Scary. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
Fastest one. All right. Not the same. So sad. Blank is rolling over in her grave with every order.
Ninfas.
Got it.
What?
Raheel's the winner.
What, Raheel? You got it from just that.
As soon as they said rolling over in her grave, it's Mama Nipah's.
We don't know that. That could have been anybody.
No, that's so easy. Come on. That was too easy for me. Finish the whole review. I'm sorry. I had to jump in.
That is wild. This game is rigged.
She said the game is rigged. They finished off by saying even the taste of the fajitas is gone. Tortillas close.
I would have gotten it after that. After I heard fajitas,
After the fajitas? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I jumped in.
It says the tortillas are close. They're okay, but they're dry. And then Chiro brings not even the same. New owners just abusing the name.
No.
Wow.
People get mad.
Well, I can vouch for Nipah's. I went there recently. It's so good. Every visit, it's so good.
If there's one complaint I've never heard about their fajitas, is that they're dry.
Yeah,
because
that's wild.
Some people do complain they're like too greasy because, you know, they put the butter on top and you can really go ham on the grease on that. So I've heard it's too greasy, but never dry. That is interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. You know, people get on the internet and they just say anything. So
yeah,
this don't surprise me at all. It was actually just hilarious going through these and like seeing the creative things people have to say, because definitely creative.
When's the last time y'all posted a 1-star review?
I don't think I've been mad enough to post a review. It's unfortunate that if I have an amazing experience at a place, I'm probably not going to write anything. It would have to be something terrible. And luckily, I have great experiences at Houston restaurants.
The last time I posted a 1-star review, which I don't review people very often, like at all. Like, I was pissed this time, though. Yeah. I went to a beauty supply and I got this, it was like a hot comb or something like that. I didn't open it until days later. So when I finally opened it, I like threw the packaging away the same day. And then I used it the next day and it didn't turn on. So I took it back and they were like, oh, no. And I mean, they were like, do you have your receipt? I'm like, no, I threw it away. But I can show you when I was here, I opened up my whole bank account statement.
Yeah.
And showed them that I purchased it. And he was like, no, I'm still not going to give it back. I'm like, it didn't turn on. I spent money here. I was so pissed. It was just, I was like,
oh no.
Customer service, terrible. So that's the worst. I did post a review for that one. Yeah. But that's the only time I think I've ever posted a review. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to look at my profile on Google, because you could look up your old reviews if you're signed in on Google. And usually I leave 4-5-star reviews. And if I have a bad experience, the business will reach out and they will try to correct the situation. And then I'll go in and change it, right? Because these reviews do hurt businesses, in my opinion. Like a 4 or 5-star review helps you. A 1-star can hurt you a lot. Just having family members who own small businesses, they focus a lot on these positive reviews. So it does help, right? But one time I was so mad, and this was about a year ago, I had to go get my windshield replaced on one of our cars because there's a big crack in it. So I took it to a place which is a national chain. I'm not going to say their name just because to protect the innocent, I guess, although they were wrong in this. I left. This is my only 1-star review, and it is long because it took me 4 visits to get my windshield replaced correctly.
Oh.
So the first time I went in there, they ordered the wrong size and they still called me in. I still had to drive 20 minutes. So of course, I'm like, you know what? It's okay. It happens. Second time I go in, the windshield that they ordered, they call me in. They're like, hey, we're ready. This is going to be perfect. They get the windshield out. There's a crack in it, in the new one.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, why didn't you look this up? Like, I had to take time off of work to come here, and you guys could have easily just called me and said, hey, it's not ready. So then the third time, I was like, you can't order me a windshield that has a crack in it. Please just order like one from Toyota, right? So they order the official one. I come in. they put it on, which was like, hallelujah, it worked. But then they couldn't calibrate it. And then it also started leaking. So I had to come in a fourth time. And finally, they got it done right. So I was so upset that I had to leave this review. The business even reached out to me and they're like, hey, we're so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not fixing this because this is something that people need to know about, that y'all are careless at times with this and wasting people's time. So yeah, and it's not a quick fix. Like when you go in, it's a 20-minute drive and it could take 2 hours. So you're just sitting there in a lobby with cold coffee the whole time.
Cold coffee.
Cold coffee.
And trying to get work done on a shoddy Wi-Fi. So yeah, that was my 1-star review. You want me to read part of it?
Yeah. Give us a little sample of Crazy Rahil, the crazy side.
1-star review from Rahil Ramzanovi. If you can, go somewhere else through your insurance. The workers are super nice, but it was just a disaster of a time for me. And then it goes into each issue. So I'm not going to read each issue, but yeah, wow. There you go. That was my little sum up, my 1-star experience at this place.
At least you still gave the workers some props, though. You still said that they were nice. So yeah. We love that.
Look, it was their fault, but I'm not going to throw the workers under the bus because it's a national chain. I'm sure people read them and whatnot. But
oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That is
Oh my gosh.
So funny.
This game was hilarious. I had so much fun. I hope y'all have fun too doing this one. We gotta run it back, but we're going to do like a different type of business next time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do Houston landmarks next.
Ooh. Yeah. I like it. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, thank y'all so much. Rahil will be back on the mic next time, y'all. But but I had a great time hosting. Thank y'all for this. And I had a lot of fun. See y'all next time.
Thanks, Carly.
Yes, thanks, Carly. I'm hungry now. I'm going to go to all the places that gave 1-star reviews.
That was Carlyon Jones and Brooke Lewis. By the way, be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so we can help grow our show. And hey, if you have a 1-star review of the show, just email it to us via the show notes so we don't end up on a game show as well. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
Guess each, well, Brooke and Rahil, I can't talk, hold on.